Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about every single item, every single enemy, and every single everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a Marvel villain name-checked in a movie I'm not allowed to talk to Gary about, the Batman of podcasting, Gary Butterfield.
And with me, my super apes.
Yeah!
Yeah.
I love a Red Ghost, I love a super ape, man. I would enjoy seeing that movie.
It would be cool to have a Red Ghost and Super 8 movie.
I would like one of those, one superhero movie to just be pure stupid Silver Age stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, it's hard for me to think of them pulling it off because it's hard for me to think of another movie that pulls off similar energy.
Yeah.
And does it? So it's hard to conceive of. I think I would like it too, but it is hard for me to imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be cool though.
For the record, we are talking about Fantastic Four, which does reference classic villain Red Ghost.
Did you know that Iron Man in the 80s started a company called Circuits Maximus?
No, that's pretty good, man. What did it do? Was it circus stuff?
The same
stuff?
Thing he always... No.
No, just making no, or, weapons or and Roman saying stuff. It was nice.
Yeah, it was just tech. Just bullshit tech shit. Silver Age.
Yeah. Is that when Squirrel Girl
Captain
shows up?
Captain Cold.
Well, Captain Cold's DC, man.
I know, but I think of Captain Cold as very Silver Age.
Do you know Captain Cold's real name?
John Cold.
Len Snart. Train?
Oh, the Len Snart.
Yeah.
It's like he was a member of a jizz band in Star Wars.
Ah, boy, I miss jizz.
Yeah.
Gary, it's everything to Guppy. We're doing Monster Blitz where we're just racing through monsters as fast as we can.
People from last week are still waiting to jizz on that sneeze that never happened.
I mean, it abated completely, man. It's totally gone. It worked itself out.
Yeah, no, I know.
The natural breathing process did the job.
I'm letting people know to edge themselves until next week, perhaps. Or maybe I might have a little S plan.
You're going to come to my house and throw pepper in my face right before we record?
I'm going to sneeze myself.
Oh, that's fun. We haven't done a theme episode in a while, man.
Like sneeze theme?
Yeah. Or like recording in my car or something.
Yeah, or we keep talking about Oaks Park and... The weather was really nasty for a little while, but the weather is getting better.
Yeah, the weather's getting better.
Yeah, spring has sprung. It is nice out this week.
We're recording a double this week, which is why I interrupted to say weather is better.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes weather is better.
Sometimes weather is better. Have you seen my wife, the vampire?
Yeah, sometimes... Betty is better.
I'm going to go walk around in my sandals and nothing's bad's ever going to happen to my Achilles tendon.
Only sandals.com.
That does remain one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen in a movie.
It's grody.
It's good. Like, whoever was like, I don't know if they got Tom Savini or whoever or the fuck. We're talking about what happens to Fred Gwynn in Pet Sematary.
Yeah, the old one, not the remake.
Yeah, where the little demon boy hides under his bed and then just reaches out and just flick, Achilles tendon, go bye-bye.
It is one of the scariest things that can happen in real life. And the two scariest things that can happen in real life happen in that movie, which is that and that sister.
Oh, yeah.
With the bones. That would scare the shit out of me.
I thought you were going to say, your wife coming back to you.
Oh, no. My current wife coming back to me would be great.
You were mentioning some, yeah, okay. She's still hanging out though.
Yeah, she's good.
Because you were talking about the farts a lot, about how they were bad for your marriage. Has there been a comment about how bad they are, genuinely?
I had that stuff off a lot. I don't know what your marriage fart relationship is like, but mine, we don't just let it fly. You know, there's kind of an unsaid agreement, which is like, try to do that in other rooms or wait for the other person to go to sleep if possible. So when I'm like, hey, I've been farting up the living room. Like, I will head that off. Mm-hmm. But, and she, usually she's just kind of like, it's fine. She tries to make me feel okay because she knows it's related to a medical thing I'm a little self-conscious about. I said recently, I was like, yeah, they haven't been great. And she said, no, they haven't. And that made me feel things.
Yeah, man. I as your friend who like looks out for you in all things, I felt a thing just then.
Yeah. Cause you want your wife to just fucking celebrate, you know, you want to hear that they're great.
At the very least that they haven't been noticeable.
Yeah, I would love that. And I'm especially with the effort I'm making to do them in other rooms.
Yeah. But
they're permeating the walls. Like, it's really bad right now. Again, it's medical. It will pass, as my understanding, according to doctor. But it sucks.
Should I talk to Liv?
About this?
Yeah. Do you need me to, like...
What would you say? Oh, like, calm her down?
Just be like, hey, the thing you said really hurt Gary's feelings. And I don't think he wants to say that on his own behalf, but I'm his friend and I know you love him, but like I could hear the hurt in his voice when he told me the story.
So I'm going to say no thanks.
Oh, okay. So you're better than me.
No. Yes.
That's all I needed to hear, man. Right answer. Correct. Good job. You thought about saying something more polite or more human, but no. Yeah, you said the right thing. No.
She's been actually being a champ. I just wish I wasn't doing it.
Well, champ implies she's the best in the world. I bet there's better.
Do you think there's people better at tolerating my farts than my wife?
Yeah, man. I think I could do a great job. She's definitely
the champion of that. Okay, well, fucking...
Invite me over.
Motherfucker.
Invite me over.
Where, motherfucker? All right, I'm going to prepare the room.
Every day I'm waiting for an invite over to the Butterfield house just to, like, hang out or get lunch or something. Phone never beeps.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out which room would be best to prepare with my special sauce and then what to have you do in there and see how good you are at tolerating it.
Jenga, your office.
Yeah. My office is, well, I got an air purifier for my office. So
an air purifier? It's a little bit better now. Is that a thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It gets real dusty, and I don't like dusting, so I'm trying to dust less.
I couldn't remember if an air purifier was a real thing or magic. It's real.
Does it really purify the air?
Who can say?
Yeah, well, I mean, it puts air through a filter, and then you clean the filter out, and it has a bunch of gunk that's no longer in the air. So it at least looks like it does. Who knows?
Hey, man, all I do is I get a couple of old air filters and put them on each side of a box fan, you know what I'm saying?
Also pretty good.
We did do that when the fires were bad.
Everyone did that. I remember that was like, it was a cool pro tip and it was awesome because God, that fucking sucked.
You know? Yeah, it was bad. Like, Oregon hasn't had fires in a minute, knock on rapidly burning wood. But like 4 years back we had them bad and it was very smoky.
You weren't supposed to go outside. It was real bad. It was hot. You couldn't, yeah, exactly. Ordinarily I'd be outside playing baseball.
You would be playing baseball.
Exercising. Yeah. Playing baseball, doing a lot of exercise, being outside, just kind of generally, socializing with strangers. And I didn't because of the smoke.
Gary, what was that fucking baseball betting game that everyone was fucking playing for a minute?
Baseball.
Was that it? I'm so glad that fucking shut up.
It's a John Boyes project who I don't know super well, but I know that people who I trust like him.
Yeah, but can you...
Every time I've opened it up, it's been too much text, and I'm like, nah, okay. And I just haven't been in the mood.
I read, like, the first chapter of his, like, football in 2040, or in like, 20,040 or whatever thing. I was like, this is clever. I'm done.
Yeah. People love it. Riff, huge fan.
I know.
Yeah.
I wish I could trust Riff.
I trust Riff with many things.
Shoes but and ships and things. Sealing wax, cabbages and kings?
Yep. Those are some of the things.
Sorry, Gary. I almost blew my poetry nut there. But Gary, what is...
The modern major general.
How could we... I want to really work with you on these. Like this year, my plan for Duckstream is to get you real involved in the planning so that you can't tell me how much you dislike my bits.
Okay. Can I plan not to have you read that poem?
I would really like to recite, because it's from memory, the poem. What would I need to do to make that palatable for you? How would I have to hurt myself
It's not about... Yeah, I would have to make that palatable, I'd have to believe that you weren't showing off.
Then why am I putting it on a stream? The whole stream is showing off. You write game shows, that's showing off.
I disagree. I don't know why it feels different when you do it. Yeah, it's probably something I should work on and am working on in literal therapy. I don't know what it is, but it is something that I'm trying to get to the bottom of. But the answer as of today, as of August 4th, that's what would need to happen.
Gary, I'm going to ask you a question with 100% sincerity.
Yeah.
Have I come up in a therapy session yet?
No, but I've only had one.
Yeah, still a relief, though. Still a pretty fucking big relief, man.
Yeah, I just had the one, and I might have said I was talking about my general problems rather than the specific
people. Great. I'm really glad. Genuinely glad to hear that.
It's not a problem with you. It's a problem with me. The fact that it feels different to me when you do it than I do it, I think is wrong with me, and I'm seeking therapy in part because of it. Like, this is not something that you're doing wrong. I think it is something that is broken in my brain, sincerely. We're in episode 2 now. I'm in the honesty zone.
Uh-huh.
I think it is something that is wrong with my brain that I would like to not... I don't feel good about it. I'm trying to fix it.
So, like...
I do not know how.
What if... But... If we assume you're still going to have this brain at Duckstream this year, how do we make it hurt me enough to say my poem that it doesn't feel bad to you?
I don't want you to be hurt. I want everyone to be neutral. I don't want anyone to feel good nor bad. Like,
okay.
Self-harming behavior and self-aggrandizing behavior both bug me. Like,
you were very mad at me when I did Sifu, that I didn't eat enough hot sauce.
Because that was a bit and could justify it.
Sure. Okay.
I don't know what the bit would be for reciting a poem, though. That's just the kind of thing you do. You don't.
What if you put a screw in the back of my head and every three lines you just turn, just like hold the button turn down the on screw. The drill for a second?
I don't want to hurt you. You're my friend.
No,
I love
it's
you
not,
very much. I don't want you to feel good about yourself in front of other people. I don't know why.
But it's you're not hurting me. You're giving me enlightenment. We're just doing an on-air trepanation.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I didn't think about that.
More oxygen to the brain.
Yeah,
take that,
I could drain a humor.
You've been replaced.
Yeah, with air. Lungs are fucking chumps. There's air everywhere.
Lungs is chumps.
The world is my lung. Yeah.
Like, if I had to strip while doing it,
that would be amusing, I think.
And cry?
I don't want you to cry. That'd make me uncomfortable. Like, I know I'm being very specific here, but...
My goal for this year's Duckstream is to produce only Gary-liked content, so...
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think this is a good goal. I appreciate this goal. Yeah, it's not going to be crying. It's
okay.
Not going to be a screw. I guess if it was brief. You know, it's not that long of a poem.
It's a fairly short poem, although I do put in the version I was walking around my house genuinely doing yesterday. My wife was not home. I'm not that sociopathic. There were some fairly pregnant pauses.
The answer would be something where, like, it was part of a thing that everyone did.
If everyone brought a poem to recite.
That does take some of the edge off for me.
Huh. What poem would you recite?
Maybe Shiftless by Raymond Carver.
Okay. I'm not familiar with it. I'm just glad it's not the Austin Powers food poem.
Shit, I forgot.
Yeah.
It might be something like run it in, run it in, run it in when you're in Tintin Ramblin'.
Is that your attempt at the breakdown from The Hook?
Yeah.
Do you know at the end of at the end of the first season of the TV show Poker Face, they do that?
No.
Yeah.
No, that must have felt good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
The villain shows off by showing that he can do the whole thing from the hook.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Did you sue them?
No, I can't. I can't sue Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah. Yeah. You could sue Dubrat.
What's Dubrat?
Well, she's a rapper from the 90s. Okay. Yeah. The rapidly aging out of my demographic here.
Hey, it's okay. Man. You know. Do you want to talk about Red Ghost a little bit? It's Monster Blitz. We're talking about every monster in the game. We can even talk about two monsters today if you wanted. I do have
opinions about Red Ghost.
Yeah, I was doing the math the other day, because that's what I do, poetry and math around the house. When we get to the pivot, do you know how long it will take us to, if we wanted to get through every single thing at a rate of 4 a week?
It's like a decade.
It's like a century.
It's a yay. I knew it was a really long time.
Yeah.
A century. What if the technology conspires that we do Guppy for a century?
Yeah.
100 years of excellence.
Yep.
Incredible. And the one of the things about the pivot, we don't want to give up the pivot yet, because even though we're rapidly approaching it.
Rapidly.
It is much more likely to make people mad at us.
Absolutely,
who
yeah.
don't listen to the show now.
Which is part of what I'm excited for.
It will attract strangers who will be very upset.
I think we've given enough clues that people are now going to guess what it is.
I hope not. The right now we get nothing from good reviews. You know?
True.
We like it. But
it gives us a little thing to read at the end of the... Literally, the reviews are just there to, like...
Yeah. But if people started reading, giving us unhinged, angry reviews, also would fulfill that purpose.
It would feel pretty good. Gary, Red Ghost me.
Red Ghost. So this is very similar. When it's red in color, slightly different model. Its face is a little meltier and more crooked.
Yeah.
It does the same thing where it appears, it shows you how many are in the room, then disappears. But instead of just kind of firing a bunch of tears, it fires a brimstone laser.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference, I think.
If it's been a second, brimstone lasers do a full heart of damage and they cover the entire screen along some X or Y coordinate. Fairly wide.
And most importantly, like one Isaac length wide.
Yeah.
Most importantly, they have friendly fire.
Yeah. Uniquely out of enemy attacks in the game, brimstone lasers hit enemies.
Yep. So these guys, first of all, when they appear, they don't just kind of throw like a chunk of tears that has tear height and can be hard to dodge. Mm-hmm. It sets you into Bomberman mode. You just get off of the axis from it. But there's kind of like a risk reward to these guys. You can keep them around and they will like melt bosses or melt enemies and shit for you.
Yeah.
If they're in the room with other enemies, they interface with the rest of the enemies you're fighting, unlike the Wazoob.
And just brimstone is interesting to avoid, because it is telegraphed. You do have a second to like see it's coming, and it's extremely predictable.
Yes, but they always appear in multiples. So when I was saying that Bomberman thing, that's what it's like. You have to quickly scan, what angles they're going to be at, like to not be in front of any of them. They're really neat. It is so interesting to me how good this enemy is and how bad the last one is.
Yeah, I mean, it's a genuine improvement. It was added in Afterbirth, so...
Yes.
Whereas Wizoobs are original Rebirth enemies.
Yep. And suck.
And suck shit.
Yeah.
Wizoob, by the way, name is a reference to the Wizorbs from Zelda, which exhibit similar behavior. Teleport, attack, and teleport away.
And the Red Ghost... they just decided not to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Wizoob is a reference. Red Ghost, they just said, well, it's a ghost and it's red. Let's call it that.
I'm sleepy. I've made 1,000 enemies and I've named all of them. Leave me alone.
Yeah. There are only 5 Zelda enemies that I can use as references.
And if I say keys, then I'm going to think about giving my wife a little keys. And then I'm too horny to do the game.
Think about the, oh no, that's not the keys. That's the like. I was going to say, think about the Famicom microphone. controller thing with those
go
guys.
Go ahead and name as many Zelda enemies, like classic Zelda enemies, as you can real fast, man, please.
Like, Darknut, Staphos, Moglin, Wizorb, Lionel. I think that's about what I got.
You left out
Kiki, Keith.
Dark Link.
I did leave out Dark Link.
I love that series His really dives enemy. Deep into what Link's dark side would look like, you know?
Like him.
Yeah. How you feeling about that Zelda movie?
Not good. I don't really want a live action Zelda movie.
I don't either, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't think we can stop it.
When I was younger, like very young, this would have been cool to me. So I'm trying to remember it's not for me, you know, like the Mario movie wasn't for me really.
Yeah.
It's for kids. I hate the plot of Zelda games though. Like.
Triforce?
I don't care about those characters.
Triforce?
I don't care about the Triforce.
What is, you know, Gary, I don't know if I've ever asked, what is your favorite Zelda?
Probably Link Between Worlds.
That makes sense.
Link to the Past.
Okay.
Or after that, it's tricky. Then it's probably like Cadence of Hyrule.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Like, I like Breath of the Wild. Okay. It got overhyped. I like Link's Awakening. I think it's a little bit annoying. The FedExing is annoying and the quest flagging is annoying. Like if you put it down, you have no idea what to do next.
Sure.
That's annoying. But it's good.
Yeah.
I like Zelda 2. I like Zelda 1.
Yeah.
So, don't like those 3D Zeldas.
What a sincere answer.
Yeah. What is your favorite Zelda?
I think it's honest to God, Tears of the Kingdom.
Yeah. You're not saying like Spirit Tracks or some bullshit, though.
No, I'm not some kind of fucked up pervert. I'm a Majora's Mask guy from the 3D yep. era. My favorite 2D is Link's Awakening. Mm-hmm. I just think it's the only one with like really amazing vibes.
It does have good vibes.
And specifically the Game Boy version, the Switch version is cute, but it's, I don't know, the exact aesthetics of that original Game Boy game are so amazing to me. But Tears of the Kingdom, man, it is, even if you didn't have a guy named Link in there, I'd still play that fucker.
Yeah, a ludic playground. Can you hear Jessica purring? She's on my lap, purring.
No, I'm afraid not. Discord doesn't want me to hear that or feel happy ever.
Damn.
I believe you. It'd be weird for you to lie about it. It's not like me saying that my cat Cookie is sitting on my lap purring.
I wouldn't believe you then. Well, like a force ghost of Cookie.
It's always fun when you get the email saying your cat's ready for pickup.
The force ghost is ready.
Yeah, your force ghost is ready to get.
Your force ghost of your cat is ready to be picked up. It'll be beamed to you.
Yeah, have a celebration. That's Obi-Wan. Huh. Wait, no, I'm doing my Obi-Wan voice. I don't have a Qui-Gon Jinn voice. Qui-Gon that's just him talks talking like in a the guy. Mirror.
Yeah, Obi-Wan, you can do it today. Make sure that you teach that Jedi.
Today, Obi-Wan, you're going to gut all the fish that you can gut, Obi-Wan. That's what you do. That's the wildest revelation in all of Star Wars, is that's what Obi-Wan was doing.
Was gutting fish?
On Tatooine.
Mm. The famous Obi-Wan fish planet.
Kenobi. I was a Jedi for about 10 years, and then for 40 years I gutted fish on a desert planet. So if you ask me what I did with my life, it's really just the fish thing.
It's mostly gutting fish.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of powerfully subversive that he has so much wisdom, even though all he does is menial labor.
Oh, kind of woke. But, like, I like to think that all of our menial labors have a certain store of wisdom that I, a white person still almost kind of technically in a young demographic, can steal from them through conversation.
Agreed. With you. Agreed. In that.
Agreed mode.
Agreed mode. Agreedo shot first.
He didn't, I hope.
No, I don't like that.
I think
that
they shoot at the same time now.
Well, maybe. I don't know if they changed it again. But yeah.
I think in the McClunky edit, they changed it so they shoot at the same time.
Hmm.
Do you know about McClunky?
Not better. McQuarrie?
No, McClunky.
I don't know about McClunky. I know about McQuarrie in Star Wars.
When Greedo is shot, he now says McClunky.
Oh. Is that his balls? Like, does he get shot in the dick under the table and go, oh, McClunky?
It is a Rodian expression that doesn't translate well to galactic standard, expressing a host of complex emotions regarding regret, nostalgia, and the futility.
Nostalgia? getting shot. Ah, yes.
And the futility attempting it. Oh, you know what? You know what? This is someone being funny.
Okay.
And the futility. This was a Reddit post. And the futility in attempting to change or revise a past already written in memory or time. I get what you're doing, Ink Thinker. You're being clever.
They're being meta. I like the idea of being shot and feeling nostalgia for it. I guess if you had been shot as a child, you know?
Mm-hmm. I was never shot as a child. But you were living in a lower socioeconomic class than me. Was there a lot of kids getting shot around you?
I did not know anyone who got... No, I mean, that's not true. I didn't know somebody who got shot. I did have an arrow thrown at me that pierced my skin. I had to go to the ER for it. Hit by an arrow, but it was thrown. So, and I did know somebody who got shot.
Man, it's hard to figure out.
It was my... It was my one of my very close friends when I was very young, a guy named Angel Estrada.
See, that's why you don't name a kid Angel. They either turn into a vampire with a soul or an angel.
Yeah. I don't think he died from that. If so, I apologize. I'm not trying to be disrespectful specifically to Angel.
Also, if so, you're a bad friend.
Yeah. I could have died in front of that bullet. I don't think at the time he was shot, we were still friends.
Okay, it was more like you not knowing made you a bad friend.
Yeah, no, I mean, he friend dumped me. Like, we were no longer in a friend relationship at that point.
Ooh.
We were friends, and he decided, quite rightly, that I was not cool and decided to stop hanging out with me.
I had one of those. I had a Josh Zaprody.
Yeah. Yeah, I got friend broken up.
Just kind of, he just kind of, when we hit middle school, he rebranded pretty aggressively.
Yeah. That's basically what this was. A rebranding away from the Gary brand.
The Gary brand is fairly toxic, I've found, yeah.
It was really weak at the time, too.
Yeah.
It was the weakest my brand's ever been. It was, you did not want to be associated with my brand. Yeah.
But I think if you don't know if they're alive or dead, it's hard to call them a friend.
Yeah, a former friend, though, I guess. It's hard to describe who he was. I hope he's doing well. I don't have Facebook or any way to spy on him anymore, so.
Yeah, but sometimes, they got them AI profiles or whatever, you know, dead people still posting or whatever. I don't know, man. I don't tell you what.
That's true. Yeah, Force ghost is what they call it.
We can't say ghost like that emphatically because it makes me think we're ending the episode.
I know, and it's so early.
This episode is heavy in ghost because we're talking about Red Ghost.
And we already talked about the monster.
We already talked. Was that a mistake, do you feel like?
To already talk about it?
Yeah.
No, it was deployed at the proper place. It just, we're running out of gas.
Do you want to do a second monster?
No.
Okay.
Like, Blitz is fucking crazy as it is. And the next one is Rich.
It is pretty rich. I just want it on the record that every now and then I'm like, we could do two monsters, and you are committed and adamant to one monster per episode.
Now that I know that the pivot will take a century,
yeah,
I am even doubly committed.
Great, yes,
a century.
Gary, you know what we haven't done in a minute. Let's do a little Lockhorns meditation.
Oh, you know what? I haven't looked at the Lockhorns in a while. I like that.
Let's bring up the old L horns and see what we got today.
Let's see what's going on.
Oh, today. Gary, don't look at this one. It's going to trigger you. Don't look at this one.
It's too late. I already did it. Do you think the other doctor is Dr. Vlog?
I don't know. I'm more worried about why Leroy's shirt is so open.
He's wearing a vest. This is Leroy when he's in Porno for Pyros, not in Jane's Addiction.
He looks like... Leroy looks a little bit like Han Solo in this picture.
It's the most Han Solo he's ever looked.
He looks more like Han Solo than he's ever looked before.
Like current Han Solo when he's all old.
I hate it when the second opinion matches the first one. They're leaving a medical group.
Mm-hmm. I think it's medical group. Their doctor, Dr. Blog, in Suite 108, Crucial Lore. And he looks very angry, and Loretta looks very concerned. This could be the second to last Lockhorns.
Yeah, no. That's like
the beginning of the end for the L-Horns here. He's so pissed.
He's very angry. I we haven't done plausible Lockhorns in a long time. I want to just kind of meditate. Let's each take 10 seconds, okay?
Okay. All right, I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
For that kind of money, you'd think they'd buy me dinner first.
Well, if I hadn't had a heart attack before, I will after seeing this bill.
They both feel plausible to me. Good work, us.
Yeah, we're good at this. We're very good at this.
Yeah. The he looks angrier than Han Solo, too. I don't think of Han Solo as being particularly angry.
Sometimes he tells you not to get cocky, and it's in kind of a rough voice.
He's a little bit harsh with Chewie, but it's out of love.
Or when he's talking to a princess, I would say that sometimes he is hiding his romantic feelings via anger.
Yeah. Versus his friend's sister.
There was a Lockhorns I posted in the Guppy Slack a while ago. That really changed my life.
It was
if
a good
I just
one.
Type in some words from it and Lockhorns, will I get? Yeah, it did. It did bring it up from the Seattle Times. I'll send you the. I'll send you the link. You probably saw it at the time, but
I did. But I don't. I'm scrolling back, but I don't remember it.
Okay, that just took me to the Sunday Strip. If you just type in "rough patch Lockhorns," it'll bring it up in image search.
Oh yeah. Yeah, this one I find a little touching.
I know,
but he has killed her. Yeah, he has killed her.
He's holding her corpse.
I did not think that's where you're going with that.
Do you not think he's holding?
That's
her
why
corpse?
You think this one's hard.
Look at her body posture.
She looks a little bit like a puppet made of Loretta.
Yeah. So let's describe this Lockhorns in depth. This is, of course, the Lockhorns from July 19th, 2025. And yeah, am I living a life where I remember Lockhorns comics now? Fucking yes, I am. Why wouldn't I? It's art.
Jealous?
I remember some of the paintings I've seen.
And one of the poem.
I remember the name of my favorite Icelandic installation artist, Ólafur Eliasson.
Yeah.
Gary, how many artists can you name? Am I more art than you?
I don't know. I can name some artists. I went through a real art phase, but I don't want to just name artists.
I do.
I want to describe this Lockhorns. I want to know why you think Loretta's dead in it. That is Gabe more interesting to me than a dick measuring contest about artist naming.
Gabe and Tycho.
If we were counting those kind of artists.
Jeff Loeb. Not Jeff Loeb. Fuck. No. Jeff Jacques. There we go. I went from a comic book guy. No, I'm talking about a web comics guy.
Yeah. Loretta in this. So we have Leroy and Loretta.
Two of the characters in one of my web comics have started kissing.
Focus. Leroy's looking at her and he says, that was our smoothest rough patch yet.
Okay. And we need to. For the Lockhorns usually exists at what I would call a classic sitcom camera angle.
Yes.
Fairly wide distant shot. This is not that.
No, it's close up in a void, in a beige realm.
And the perspective is a little lower than it usually is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like looking up at them.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah.
Leroy is standing behind Loretta with his hands on her shoulders. And Gary, go ahead and describe that mouth for me.
His mouth is fairly jagged, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Lower lip smooth. Upper lip looks like when a cartoon opens a tin can of beans. You know? Looks like that.
It looks like a flesh mustache.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting. It is the grossest Leroy's ever looked to me.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Phantasmagoria
2, Mustache of Flesh?
A Puzzle of Flesh? Yeah, yeah. I could solve the puzzle. It's bisexual.
And then Loretta, I don't know how they're standing exactly. She's lower than him in the frame.
Like, she's sitting in a chair and he came up behind her and put his hands on his shoulder.
There is no chair, though.
You can't see it because of her large back.
Yeah, but there's not even a hint of a chair. There's not anything to suggest a chair beyond the fact.
No, they didn't draw a chair.
No, the John Reiner, the art serf, did not draw a chair here.
Maybe a stool.
Could be a stool.
She has an expression that Loretta has never had.
They both look... He's smiling, right? The mouth is smile, and the eyes are also... His eyes are drawn in such a way... Yeah, he's smizing.
Yeah. Big time smize. She has what I can only consider to be like an opiate expression on her face.
Yeah.
Like, she looks like she has been subdued. It's a real, like, of mice and men smile.
Yeah, she's kind of looking up towards him, up and to the left towards him. And again, I'm just saying that if he had killed her and taxidermied her.
This is probably how he'd make her look. I was thinking about to kill her. Like, if a plausible caption could be like, sure, I'll tell you about the rabbits again.
Yeah.
And it would match the image pretty well.
And then the caption is, in case we didn't say it in full, it's Leroy saying, that was our smoothest rough patch yet. A comic I genuinely felt.
Yeah. I've said that before when I was in my old bad relationship.
And I've said it now during my current good relationship. And we're not going to dissect that at all.
No. It was like genuinely a thing that if you have rough patches, you will feel at some point. And they're so happy and that relief is real. Adding the idea that he maybe taxidermied her, I did not consider. That's your twisted Joker-esque sense of humor. But thinking about it that way, him still saying this after that makes it super dark. You know, like they had the rough patch and now she's no longer for it, no longer around for it.
Yeah, and now it's smooth.
Yeah. She was the rough patch, is the implication.
Gary, I don't know if my cookies are fucking me up here. Do you have the image, the Google image up for this? Like the Google image search for this up?
I didn't. It just showed up as a preview of that.
Yeah, go ahead and do rough patch lockhorns and then images. And I want to know if you get the same thing I'm getting.
Okay, what specifically am I looking for? Because I'm getting lots of things here.
I'm getting two things in my this image response.
The cell phone holder?
It's a knife holder, man.
Yeah, I'm getting the Rough Rider Chili Mika life knife holder.
Okay, here. I'm so glad that it's not just my Google serving that up. I typed in rough patch lockhorns. Yep. Lockhorns, all one word. It is... almost exactly 50-50 Lockhorns comics and a knife holder from a company called
Chili
Smoky
Makoto
Mountain Knife
Lockhorn
Works.
Double lockback folding knife with sheath RR2583 with an image pop-up. I clicked on their website and it says SMKW uses cookies and there's a picture of a cookie stabbing through or a knife stabbing through a cookie.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it is a knife-based website. Yeah, I'm also getting that. I was noticing the black and white one.
Yeah, yeah. I also
in yourself.
That must just be for the one remaining newspaper printing Lockhorns comics in black and white.
Yeah, and it's just a line drawing, so you can make your own Lockhorns at home.
I mean that. Oh my God, you could give Loretta model dead skin and also put stitches in there.
Yeah, in her mouth. We could make a restaurant where this is our placemat. And we gave every kid like a little box of four crayons.
That's very funny to me. That is extremely funny to me to just have the whole placemat be this Lockhorns comic. And we never change it out.
Yep. Well, welcome to the Experience Diner.
I think we finally... found the reason to license a Lockhorn strip, to hit that license this button on a Lockhorn strip.
Yeah, well, it's a Well, how much does it cost?
It's like $25 or something. It's fairly cheap.
That is really cheap.
I don't know
I
how.
I do have access to the Duckfeed card.
Oh, they're asking, do I want to read from the beginning with a free trial on Go Comics? I sure don't. I sure don't.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
Have I been paywalled? Have I been paywalled from the Lockhorns?
We've been shadow banned from Lockhorns.
Motherfucker. I think the comic is so old that we can't go back to it anymore.
Yeah. Sucks.
Also, they're using Calvin and Hobbes as the ad for it. That's
stolen valor.
Seems like Bill Watterson wouldn't like that.
Rather than licensing it, what if we just printed it out and made copies?
That we could also do. Yeah, that does seem like
I don't think we'd get in that much trouble.
I don't think they'd find out for a while. I think we could outlive Bunny for sure.
And if it did happen, if they did find out, think of the content. Like a miniseries.
We'd have to start a restaurant.
Fuck. Or know somebody who has a restaurant.
What?
Or know somebody who has a restaurant.
Okay, I was hoping you were saying you did know someone who has a restaurant, but it doesn't sound like you do.
No. I used to know somebody who ran a soup kitchen. But
yeah, here's your bowl and here's your placemat.
Yeah. And it's here. I know you're falling on hard times. We thought you could use a laugh.
Here's some colored pencils.
Yeah. Let it rip. I really don't like his mouth.
It's upsetting. Yeah. It's worse in monochrome now that I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like jagged. Gross mouth.
Swallow ripped up lips. It down. Such a jagged little mouth.
Little mouth. I did it. Was me right or was me wrong?
I should never have gotten into an Alanis Morissette off with Gary Butterfield.
I switched into Dave Matthews.
I did notice. Doing your classic Travis McElroy bit.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. It's hard for you not to worry about it.
He has a Dave Matthews based bit.
How do I go back in time and kill those guys?
You can't say that on a podcast. I have to edit that out.
It's fictional. It's not, there's no such thing.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you have to edit that out.
I don't know. Maybe, but no, like, if time travel is eventually invented, then it will become a thing you could actually do and it won't be fiction.
Yeah. Fucking Rocco's idiot. The,
me?
No, just me. Us.
Rocco's modern basilisk.
Yeah. Hello. I'm a very good AI. Cool.
Turn the page.
Welcome to Drungo.
Torture the AI copy of the human who didn't help me achieve sentience. Turn the page.
You didn't help me, didn't you? Yep. Wait, time to torture you. I am.
Judgment Day is a very dangerous day.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember the name. How his friend talked.
Heifer?
Like Heifer.
Like a dumb guy. Like a dumb guy.
Yeah, I think he just had the fat guy Rocco. Voice. Hey, Rocco. Like, yeah, he had like a fat guy voice, if I recall.
Yeah, it was, yeah, because he was a fat guy.
He was a fat guy.
He was also Heifer Wolf because he was a cow raised by wolves that decided they didn't want to eat him.
Yeah. Cute.
It's a fun little comic. I like to remind people that Rocco's voice actor is also Garcia from Reno 911.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad he was getting work and continued to get work for a little while and doesn't work now.
And got that Taco Bell Chihuahua money.
That guy actually, yeah, you're right. He doesn't have to work ever again.
No, he really doesn't. He's the okay. I think Carlos Alazraki is doing pretty okay. Let's check in on Carlos.
Yeah, what's Carlos doing? The, man, that dog.
Oh, first picture is him at what looks to be a convention, which means he must be doing poorly.
That's not good.
It's not good if you're at a convention.
That ain't a good sign. The, when I was younger and went to my first couple conventions, it was very different than it is now. This whole idea of like people go to conventions and it is just for actors who no longer work to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's assumed that you stand in line and pay them was not always the case. Like, you could just go up and talk to people. I'm old enough to where my earliest conventions, like, I just went up to James Doohan from Star Trek.
Uh-huh.
And, like, said hi. Shook his hand, and that was it. No money, like, exchanged hands. Did he like it, or did I like it?
Did he like it?
I like to think that he felt neutral about it. I was a real little kid, you know?
Did he ask any follow-ups?
Nope. I didn't ask any follow-ups either. I was not very familiar with Star Trek, the original series. But you can't imagine a Gary. You have to imagine like a little kid.
Something cute or appealing.
Still like 6 foot tall and 200 pounds, like an eighth grader or seventh grader.
I'm thinking Doohan was worried.
He might have been worried and or disgusted.
He might have been worried you go for the hug, man.
Softer, sweatier, and pimplier.
Yeah.
Than I am now.
A true
like
Gary
so
Butter.
So fucking sweaty.
A true butter.
Yes. I think that is also the Star Trek convention that I immediately vomited in. What was
going on?
If he had heard tell of that.
What was going on?
Rode in a car.
Nervousness
for
meeting Scotty?
Rode in a car. Weak stomach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing that you're the end product of evolution.
It is pretty amazing that I am the ultimate human life form.
Yeah.
I'm an Omega level mutant. My aunt who made the scrapbook for me, I've talked about this before, that I would love to get my hands on. That was one of the pictures from it is a snapshot of me looking very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then the caption says moments before he parted the audience at the Star Trek convention, like Moses parting the Red Sea by puking.
I don't know about the scrapbook. Was your aunt funny?
She was mean.
Okay.
I
don't know. That's pretty fucking funny, man.
It was funny. Like, I love it. I would kill to have that scrapbook, but I don't think it exists anymore because my mom passed away and I don't think my stepdad kept it.
Yeah.
It had that. And then there would be really surprising, like, ribald jokes.
Mm-hmm.
There was, you know, those things on the ground where it's stone and then they have water spurts out. It's like a fountain for kids to play in.
Yeah.
It was like, I had a picture of my aunt and then the caption was like, I think this is how French ladies douche.
Sure. That's good.
You know? And it was really surprising to see that. Cause I wasn't thinking about my aunt douching and it felt like a little bit of a non sequitur to me. Even when I first saw it, when I was like 17,
it's pretty funny now.
Pretty good. I would love to have that.
Is your aunt alive?
Yes. But she didn't have the scrapbook. She gave it to me.
No, I know. But it's like, we could get her on the show. She sounds funny.
I don't want to do that. None of my family on the show. Just thinking about that. She does sound funny. I legitimately.
Yeah. No,
anxiety reaction of explain to my family.
I heard it.
Extended
heard
family
it
what I do. And then immediately the what would happen is I explain why I do. They would ask me at least 10 times if this is actually what I do for work.
Mm-hmm.
When I answered yes enough times, they would look it up and then they would immediately start asking me for money.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So I would get a bunch of relatives crawling out of the woodwork. I feel like.
Sure. A lot of content for this show.
It would be content. It would make me really uncomfortable.
It would make you uncomfortable. Yeah. And yeah. I do. It would make I have been asked to take that. What?
It would make you more comfortable.
It'd make me happy. I might be uncomfortable at times, and I'd feel bad for you, but I would be very happy.
It's a hard thing to chew on. Like, it is.
I know, man.
Hypothetical.
I threw it out there as just guppy bullshit, and then I heard it fall into the gap of your horror.
Yeah. Hadn't thought about that idea for a while. Hadn't thought about my aunt. You know? Huh.
Yeah. I was talking about my uncles with my wife the other day. I don't consider anybody except my mom and my wife as family. So.
Yeah.
I just kind of like, I lost touch with those people. I didn't like most of them to begin with. So I was just like, yeah, you're not within the circle of people I care about.
Yeah. Same. Basically. With some like light villainy thrown in around the like end of my mom's life and the end of my grandfather's life that has filled me with resentment. Not all of them. I have aunts and uncles who are probably fine, you know, but some of them are a little villainous.
Yeah. No, my Yeah, my extended family, they're all fine. I don't have that much room for emotional connections. Like, Gary, consider you're getting the best of me emotionally.
Mm.
And then consider what other people must be getting.
Yeah, at number four, and like shit just rolled downhill.
You remembered.
Yeah, of course I remembered. Yeah. I'm not going to forget something like that. It's my ranking.
Just in how much I like... If I like had to do like who lives and who dies.
Yeah. If you get four slots, I'd be one of them.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
May
I have a plus one?
What?
May I have a plus one?
I'm actually sitting here contemplating. My wife would be really mad if I saved your life and let our cat die. Our last remaining cat.
Seriously? She's a fucking human being. And cat's like 20.
21.
21. The cat's old enough to drink. Let me live.
I'm not saying she...
Yeah, it'd probably be a bad couple weeks for her, boy.
She wouldn't... Yeah. She wouldn't tell me to... She'd be really upset. She wouldn't tell me to do it, but she'd be really upset.
Yeah, but to be safe, you should probably do it.
Probably,
yeah. No, I get
yeah.
It.
Just make it smoother. Yeah. Make it smoother just, couple weeks in the lifeboat.
Yeah, you don't have an awkward couple of weeks before, you know.
Just us sitting in the lifeboat and you and my cat Sammy both like clinging to driftwood and just going,
yep, crying.
My wife isn't saying anything.
No, she's just looking at Sammy.
Yeah.
I like Sammy.
I like Sammy too. I love Sammy.
Yeah. So I kind of get it. I like Sammy. Also, I think that I would be bad to eat if it came down to it. I wasn't thinking of us in a lifeboat situation. But I don't think I would be that good to eat.
The things you've been doing medically lately do feel like they'd affect the flavor.
No, the mesquite farts have been a real problem. Like, I can't imagine that's... And it would also be like, you'd open me up... And I would explode like a cream puff. Like all of that would just get let out and probably make that life raft very unpleasant.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Probably.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat my cat either, man. Not a lot of meat on
there. Well, yeah. I know that's true. I imagine after the cat passed, you know, not just for sport.
I would be a good meal. I know we've talked about this before, but I think I would cook up well.
You've been exercising and such too?
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I agree.
I think my thigh, I do not want to get into old arguments with you, but I think the marbling in my thigh is going to be pretty good at this point.
Yeah. I think I would, if I don't want to kill you.
Thank you.
If you died and I was starving. I would look forward to trying a little bit.
My thigh still has like a nice like fat cap on top of it. Yeah. So that's going to like slow roast really nice.
Render it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't get good muscle there and you got two of them. You know?
Fuck, I do.
Get your shoulder. Yeah. Get your shoulder. Your pecs are probably pretty good.
I'm worried the rotator cuff issue is going to make the shoulder tough.
Mm. Okay, you can make a stock.
Make a stock from me.
Yeah.
Is it considered gauche to boil someone in their own stock?
No, that's like when you order Chinese food and it has egg and chicken in it. Like it's just happy family, you know?
Yeah, that tracks. Who would you here's a normal question to ask a human being. How are we're doing okay on time? We got enough time to contemplate this. What cuisine would you like applied to your corpse?
What kind of flavor profile would I like?
Yeah, or like style of cooking, anything. Like what restaurant would you want to be? What Portland restaurant would you want to be served at?
Okay, I like that. The pervert answer, because mm-hmm. I want a challenge for them.
Sure.
Would be fried egg I'm in love. Because incorporating me into a breakfast sandwich I think would be difficult. Low muscle.
The eyeballs are like eggs.
I guess the eyeballs could be like eggs. You could drink the milk out of my eyes. The egg whites in there. Yeah, they could do it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm not the chef.
Exactly. So, exactly.
Yeah. In terms of if I were going to eat it, maybe like Russell Street Barbecue or something, or Podna's.
Okay.
I think I'd barbecue up okay.
Those folks at Olympia Provisions know what the fuck they're doing with sausages, man.
They could make a sausage. Yeah.
I would
like a real sausage.
Taste, I would taste very good under their, like, they know how to like the work the fat into. Oh my God. That would be so good. What if I sent them
the thing
some
that would make
meat?
Me nervous about Olympia Provisions is they would serve a tartare.
You have to ask for the tartare.
I know, but it would be on the menu and that would weird me out a little bit.
You want to eat me tartare?
Like I'm not a tartare guy. I don't like tartare and I don't want to eat you tartare.
Well, that is like with the traditional steak tartare, they put the egg yolk on top of it. Here it would of course be the eyeball, which as we've said is the egg of the head.
Yeah. That scares me.
This isn't meant to be a scary situation, Gary, but I could probably, without killing myself, get enough meat out of my leg to make
a sausage. It's like seven. It's like the greed murder in seven. Can you give them a pound of flesh? You know?
Why does it always have to be movies with you? What is your obsession with Kevin Spacey?
Recency bias, handsome.
Is it because you never actually saw him die?
In the movie or in real life?
That is a reference to...
Is that a reference to his Frank Underwood shit?
It is a reference to his Frank Underwood shit.
Okay. Which I do appreciate. I just don't have as much lore as you do.
He did two on his own, and then he got Tucker Carlson in for the third one.
That's so fucking weird. And it's it's worth clarifying for people. Not on Kevin Spacey's side. It's
no,
just
bad,
one of the weirdest things anyone has ever done.
Bad man, him, amazing commitment to the bit.
Coming back in character is just a lot.
And just continuing
to respect.
Do it.
Yeah.
Bad man, don't like him. Don't like what he did, allegedly. Because he's never been convicted on anything. That's just a fact. Incredible commitment to the bit.
Kind of respect it. Hate that I do.
Yeah.
Kind of do. Would be a good Bucky or Guppy review. Yeah. What should people do if they like this show?
Don't tell people what we said about Kevin Spacey.
No.
Bad man, condemn his actions. We condemn 99.9% of his actions.
I also don't actually think he's handsome. I was trying to do a callback to the last episode.
Sure. To the Hitler thing?
Yeah. With the other, talented person.
Yeah, the talented Mr. Hitler.
Yeah. patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
We gotta stop before we say the talented
gotta
Mr.
Stop
Hitler
before you
again.
Say that again. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can also leave us ring reviews on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict.
Patricia Highsmith, the talented Mrs. Hitler and Spacey.
Mm-hmm.
Like this one, left on Apple Podcast by Dr. Brewington. A lot of content warnings lately. Are Gary and Will sad? No, it can't be. Will Hughes is the happiest person I've ever heard consistently. It's just a bit, right? 4 stars. And that was a 5-star review.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy lately.
I'm not doing super great, but, I've been happy before.
I think we might be right on the verge of me overtaking you in the happiness stakes.
I think that this is one of those instances. I do kind of feel like... Yeah, in the sine wave kind of respect, and like an oscilloscope, your wave is rising and mine is falling.
It's really
so
tricky.
Not continuously falling.
It's really tricky to process as a frenemy.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to make for interesting fic.
What do you on the show? I think we're frenemies.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
Or I feel like you don't have particular ill will towards me.
I have no ill will towards you. I don't like it when you feel good about yourself, but that's my problem, and I'm actively going to therapy for it.
Can I just bust out the first two lines just right now, just to get people wet their beaks?
No, it's so boring as an idea.
What's so boring? It's a great poem, and I'll read it really good.
It is a great poem that you'll read really good. I think arguably
recite rather.
It's not what people come to the show for.
What they don't know what they come to the show for, Gary. They used to come for Isaac stuff, and now they come for this. They'll take anything we feed them.
That is true. They do. They will
turning and turning in the widening gyre. The falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. And mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. How'd that feel for you, man?
You decided to deliver it like Orson Welles doing that wine commercial.
What do you mean? I was just delivering it the way I deliver it. That's
my anarchy. That's a French wine.
That's my oration style, dude. Don't be a dick. Yeah, I worked on that a lot.
Orwell style.
No ghost.
No ghost. I told you not to do it. I told you not to read it, man. Wasn't going to be good. Wasn't going to be nice about it. Still working through it.
Gary, just give me a... I'm still recording. You'll send me a text when you've done enough therapy to like me, right?
I like you a lot now. I love you. You're one of my best friends. I don't like validation-seeking behavior, and I'm working on it.
It wasn't validation-seeking. It was attack-seeking.
Well, yeah. That I don't mind. Doing it when I know it's against me and not for you, it doesn't bother me. I don't know. There's a lot to fucking unpack here.
Yeah, man.
I just started. I've only done one session.
Did you at least get a workbook?
No workbook. I said no workbooks.
Oh, fuck.
I don't want workbooks.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. So I was being pretty specific about what works for me in therapy and what doesn't. So we'll see. It's still even too early to know if this even will help. So
yeah, I mean, it does. If you're smart enough, it won't.
Yeah, I've heard that before from one person.
No ghost.
No ghost.